Hechas Pesach Mishneh Berurah Siman Tav Mem Aleph.
Eino Yehudim. Shehuv Yisrael al Chametzay. So he lent the Jew money using chametz as the collateral. U'mishkanoi biyadoi. Who's holding it?
Yeah, let's see.
That means the guy is holding it?
Let's see. Sounds
okay,
like
so
did
well,
the goy borrow money from? No, was Hilda?
No, I think he lent him. And the Jew says like this: the Jew makes his chametz as the mashkin, and he says, "Me'achshav yeishalcha, this chametz belongs to you starting now. Im lo yefalecha this man pleini, if I don't pay you by a certain time, like lemafreya, like if I don't pay you by a certain time, this chametz is yours starting now."
So who does it belong to? Let's say.
So if Yigi has man v'lo pro, then the time came and he didn't pay him. Mutter. The chametz is mutter.
Who lent to who? The
goy lent money to the Jew.
The goy lent money to the Jew.
So he gave his chametz as collateral.
As a collateral.
Yeah.
And he says to the goy,
if I don't pay you,
if I don't pay you, then this becomes yours as of today.
And in the end, he didn't pay him. In the end, he didn't pay him.
Now let's say over the course of that time was Pesach.
But he was planning on paying him back, and then it would have been his over Pesach.
No, if, collateral, he says. If
no,
I
if
you,
I don't pay you, then you then it's yours.
But not that day.
It's a mashkin.
As of today.
Right. If I don't pay you, right. He said, let's say, for example, he says to him, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, if I don't pay you by Rosh Chodesh Iyar, then this chametz is yours starting from now. And then Rosh Chodesh Iyar comes and he doesn't pay the goy. So it comes out that retroactively, the chametz is actually owned by the goy of a Pesach. So it should have a din that it's mutter. In other words, there should be no problem with chametz of a Pesach. I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
I feel like he has man shekava at achre Pesach. Even though this man is kavei with him, doesn't come till after Pesach. Still, it's mutter. The cheshegi has man v'lei paroi, because when the time comes, he doesn't pay him. Nikne loy l'mafreya, it becomes owned by the goy retroactively. V'lei chametz shoyin yehudi. Mishnah Brida. Me'achshav yeshakav. Rotsu loyim. Domer lei kenei loch me'achshav im. Right. Make a kenyan now. If I don't pay in a month, it's yours from the time of this kenyan now. It wasn't telling him like a general shibud that if I don't pay you, then you'll take it from me. He's telling him more than that. If I don't pay you, it becomes yours from now. Right? The gizman of the part. Then the time came and he didn't pay. And by time, the reason is the kiv the gizman of the part. Since the time came and he didn't pay the guy back. It became the goy's retroactively. It's mutter even for a Jew to eat after Pesach. So that's why it only works if the Jew stipulated from now. And also that he has it. Who has it? The Jew. Let's see. If he didn't say from now, if he just said, if I don't pay it back, the chametz is yours. So then, that means during Pesach it was the Jews. Then it's definitely also because it doesn't become the goy till the time that he doesn't pay him. Which is definitely, so it definitely has a din of chametz of a Pesach. That's what he has to say, me'achshav. V'chein, that's so one stipulation you need is me'achshav. The second stipulation that you need is that it's tachas yodai. Meaning, it's the goy. The goy has to have the chametz by him. The goy has to have the chametz by him. Why? Because if he doesn't, then this whole process wouldn't even work. Because what do you mean it became his me'achshav? He didn't do any kinyan on it. In other words, you can't just say it becomes yours from a certain time without a kinyan. So we're talking about the goy was koined, meaning he took it. He did kinyan mashicha. The goy took it. It's in the goy's house. Except it's still owned by the Jew. So now that it's already by him, and now that you made the stipulation of Me'achshav, so now you can make it retroactively belong to the goy the whole time. If he made the goy do a kinyan, but he kept it in his own house, the goy did a kinyan on it, but he did mashiach, but the Jew, but he didn't take it home; it stayed in the Jew's house. So then, many achronim hold that even then it's mutter, because the Jew never took a chrayus on it; it belonged to the goy the whole time. He did a kinyan on it, and now we have me'achshav kicking
that's
in.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You basically have it in your own house. You have your chometz in your own house.
So you can have a case. You can have your chometz in your own house on Pesach, and there's no different chometz shalom in Pesach.
Right.
Why? Because what happens?
Great trivia question.
Because what happens? Retroactively, it becomes the goy from the time that he made the kinyan.
Not that he has a mashkin on it, but because you stipulate that it's going to become yours if I don't pay you, but as of now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't do that, so then you have a problem.
So this thing about keeping your own house, that's also he brings v'yesh mishamach mibazeh. So when it's in his own house, it's a shayla. V'yesh mishamach mibazeh.
I was wondering how he's allowed anyway to have
it
in his own house.
So in Shaar Tzion he says, "Mikol makom niyoy de yesh lahakel. V'chashash zeh urakli n'akha pesach shud rabbon v'shoyim lahakel."
Obviously, it means that you have it in your house, but it's stored away properly.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
It's not a lachachil anyway, because if you would pay him back,
then he'd be over.
Strange type.
We're not talking lachachil anyway. We're talking about what would be the din after Pesach if this and this happens. Yeah.
Wait, but now are they talking about Bali Rabbi Matzeh? Are they talking about
Pesach? Chomesh Lava Pesach is the Shiloh
here. Would the person be over Bali Rabbi in that case?
If he doesn't pay back, if he pays,
didn't we have this case?
He would be over if he paid back.
We didn't pay back.
What?
We didn't pay back.
Would he be over?
Like at that moment, whose is it?
I guess I don't know. I mean, I'm afraid it belongs to the guy. So I guess we're saying he's not over by your right.
I thought he was talking here about whether or not a Jew can use it afterwards if it's chalav shalom Pesach.
He is.
But you have to say by definition that obviously
it means it wasn't over by your right. The chayru. Okay, good. Mutter. We're up to Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. How are you? It's okay, forgive me. Oh, that's you were yesterday? Good for you. You must be very proud. Oh, how was your shiur?
Great.
You read what you gave a shiur last night? That's the fact they're molding young minds.
It's scary. It's scary what these guys think they come out of their mouth.
Okay, back to it. Give them mutter. Haidu, shall chametz mutter is tapping your metal. You're allowed to use the chametz. Become welcome. The katkhila nistapku a poiskim. You can get yesterday's shiur on the computer.
Not yet.
Now, could he do this to Chathilo? Could the Jew borrow from the goy? In his heart, he's thinking, I'm going to make this mashkin and I'm not paying him back. And whatever. And therefore, it's not going to. What?
He takes care of his comments that way.
Yeah. That way I don't have to do beer and everything. And Gavaldik, I borrow the money now. He'll come and take the chametz from me in a month from now when I don't pay him back. And finished. And it was never mine. And I was never over. Wow. So he says, L'chadchila, the poiskim have a suffix. Wow, I would have thought L'chadchila is for sure not a good idea. But he says, N'stapkwa poiskim mutli so l'vois poifenzeh, to borrow in this manner, even if he plans not on redeeming the mashkin, she came and she brought the toys of a Pesach. Because since he could redeem it on Pesach, he could pay it back. And can emshir that papichein over love. In other words, it's interesting. In the end, he doesn't pay back. This is exactly what we were asking a minute ago. In the end, he doesn't pay back. Lemafreya, when he doesn't pay back, it became the goyis the whole time. True, but on Pesach itself, was he over by Yerah? So you could say no, because I'm afraid it became the goy's. What's the difference? Okay. Or you could say no. Since on Pesach he had chametz in his possession, he had chametz that was shaykh to make his. In other words, it was only made to be his. Dainu, if I pay back, it'll be mine. That's close enough to be calling his to everybody wrote by Yomotzi. What did he say?
Yeah.
Very good schmack.
Especially where, I mean, besides, forget what's in the guy's mind.
Right.
The normal way of doing business is that he
is that you pay back. Right.
So.
Right. Okay. Epshe the abal pichin oiver love is oiver. Lachain. Roy lachmir for the first of Kodesh Pesach. You shouldn't do this lachidchila. You should be machmir and pay back before Pesach. Certainly if he has kavona to pay back after Pesach and keep the chametz, then it's certainly osur.
Yeah, sure.
Because of b'chok yankim, if Amar b'shas bir la'akam shlo yifdeu oid, shuv ein isur. If he tells while he's burning his chametz, he tells the akam, he says, listen, by the way, I'm not paying you back. You might as well keep the mashkin right now. So then it's fine. It's like selling. He sold his chametz to the goy. That's what he did. He just did it in a funny way, but that's what he did. In other words, if before Pesach begins, he sells the goy. You know that loan I took from you and gave you the chametz to the mashkin? I'm not paying you back. The mashkin's yours. Okay, so finished. What time is it? It's getting late already, right? I will stop here.
Interesting.
Wow, we.